Kumlen and Ablat Gemara, we're up to the Samach Tes Amar Aleph. We are right in middle of a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh, a fascinating machlekes regarding a shogig. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you knew that you were committing Aveda, but you didn't realize that you chayiv koris, because the first Mishnah Krisa says that 36 Avedas there, that you chayiv koris, and every Aveda that chayiv koris, if you did it by mistake, b'shogig, you bring a korban chatas. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you knew it was an Aveda, but you didn't realize that Yechayev Koros, that constitutes a Shogig, and you bring Karma Chattas. And the Shlokesh disagrees. The Shlokesh says that you, B'shas Maisi, you had to forget not only you don't get Koros, that you don't even get a Lava, that you realize you don't think it's an Aveda. And he brings a Pasuk from the Shalosh Sen of Hashem, that's called guilty if you didn't, you knew you didn't, you shouldn't do it, but if you didn't know you shouldn't do it, then he is a Chattas. And Rabbi Yochanan says, not I from the Pasuk, because he uses the Pasuk with something totally different. He says that even if you knew it's an Aveda, but you didn't know you caught it, it's a shaking. And that pasuk is saying here, but if a guy is a mumer, habitually he commits Avedas, then he doesn't make karma chattas, even if it was by mistake. And the rule is that if you would have told him, hey, you're doing an Aveda, he would stop what he's doing, then you bring a karma chattas. Asher lo yisasen, he shouldn't do it, then he would shove me the yosei, he would right away stop the Aveda. But if he's a person who doesn't really care, he disregards the Aveda, then it doesn't matter, because he doesn't mean karma chattas. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask a few questions. Says the Gemara here, we're up to the two dots on Samach Tes Amar Aleph, right in the middle of the page. That's what we're up to. Says the Gemara, Tanah, we learned of this Melachas, Abarim Chasa Achas, we're going to learn in the Mishnah soon, that there's a total of 40 Melachas minus one. Bahavinan Bomi ask, Minyan Alamali, why does the Mishnah have to tell you this 39 when the Mishnah lists, tabulates all the different malachas. You count, you add them up, you'll see that 39. You don't need a Mishnah to give you a sachakel. Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan said, the chiddush is, which we'll learn tomorrow's Gemara, Shim Osan Kulam Behelem Echad Chayim Kol Achas Vachas. That if you committed 39 Avedas or 10 Avedas, you bring a carbon for each single Avera. Because we would have thought that you're not Chayim unless you, no matter how many malachas in a Shabbos, you only bring one carbon chattas. So come on, that every malacha you bring a separate carbon chattas. Another version of Rashi Psochim says that we would have thought that you're not chayiv until you do all 39 malachas. Kamashalom, for every individual, you're chayiv a karm chattas. Now, let's understand. Chattas is only by shagig. So, let's say we would have thought that if you did all 39, behelem echad, you only bring one karm chattas. Or you need to do all 39 before bringing karm chattas. So, if you didn't know, think for a second, if you didn't know that there were any malachas, right? All 39 malachas, you thought it was mutter. So, what exactly was your shagig? What did you think Shabbos was? What do you think? Is heichim mishkachesla? How do you find an example where you didn't know there were any malachas on Shabbos, and yet it's a shogig? Now, Rabbi Yochanan said that even though you knew it's an aveda, if you did not know, you get kares. That's called shogig. So very simple. You knew about the malachas. You just didn't know there were kares. If you did it on purpose without any witnesses, okay. So then it makes sense how it's possible to be a shogig in all 39 malachas, and yet you knew that it was Shabbos. But if you learn, like the Shlokish, that it means he b'chal didn't know it was an Aveda. So you had no idea there were any malachas whatsoever. So what do you mean you knew it was Shabbos? How did you know it was Shabbos? And because we learned in our Mishnah, if you didn't know it was Shabbos at all, you only bring one card mechatas, because the main the crux is he didn't know it was Shabbos. So obviously we're saying here you knew it was Shabbos. How is that possible? What did you know exactly? So that's the most question. How can it be? The only way it can be is Bezodin Shabbos. You knew Shabbos, Vishigas, Malachas. You didn't know the Malachas. So every individual Malacha desire is wants his own carbon. Now, Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan makes sense because Rabbi Yochanan the Amr says, Kivan Sheshagag Bekoros. Even though you knew it was an Aveda, as long as you didn't know you get Koros, then that's called a Shagig. Afa Pisha Hazid Belav, even though you knew it was a Lav. Then and it still if they make sense. Mishkachas, we're talking about simply, he's going to Yodel the Shabbos, he knew Shabbos. He knew all the Malachas. But he thought, Balav, oh, it is an Aveda. Okay, so therefore it's a Shagig. Makes sense. And Rabbi Yechel Shitase. Elo, the Shalokish Domar, Achi Yishgig Balav of a Kodesh, if Chal didn't know it was an Aveda, the Yodel of the Shabbos, the Mai. So what do you mean you knew it was Shabbos, he didn't know any Malachas. What exactly did you think Shabbos was? Answers the Gemara, the Yodel you knew, but Chumim. You knew that Chum Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kiva, Libra Rabbi Kiva will hold that Chum Shabbos is Matera, we'll have in the Gemara Ervin, there of Yitzayin. You knew that the Chum Shabbos was Mehateda, and that's what you thought Shabbos was all about. Imagine, you had no idea there were any Malach on the Shabbos. The only thing you knew about Shabbos was, you know, take long walks. Okay, so therefore, it's possible for, according to the Shlokish, that you knew Shabbos and you didn't know about any malachas. Now, the fact that the Gemara says this is, there's a big machlekes Rishonim, the Ramban and Chumash, whether there's a, when we know the Torah says on Shabbos you should rest. What exactly does that mean? Is that the flip side of the Lois Asev, don't do any malacha? In other words, if you do a malacha on Shabbos, you're over a lav for doing the malacha, and you're also over an asei for not resting. You have to remember, you have to be tishbois. Is that pshat? Or, like the Rabban of Chumash learns, that no, not at all. There's one aveda, don't work on Shabbos. But tishbois is a positive experience to rest. Don't schlep tables the whole day. There's no malacha, but you're over tishbois. It's not the spirit of resting. Now, why doesn't the, if you learn, Pashup Shat Gemara seems to be saying that without the malachas, there is no Shabbos. In other words, there is no mitzvah say just to rest on Shabbos. The mitzvah say resting is just the flip side of the malachas. So if there's no malachas, there's nothing. That's what seems clear from the Gemara. But Tosis on the bottom asks, it's clear that Tosis learns like the Ramban. Look, Tosis asks, where's the Tosis here? What is it called? Look at Taisa the Olibut Chumin. It's a Yisai Zigamachlekis, at least you know from the Gemara where the Rishonim argue. Taisa the Olibut Chumin, near the bottom of the page, two lines in the Taisa. Taimulidi, he asks a question. Amai Lekoma, why doesn't the Gemara just say, the Yodalol the Shabbos Ba'asei? He didn't know there were any Lavin on Shabbos, but he thought that there's an Asei. The Chsiva Yemashi Tishbek, Sidna Mishmartim as a Shabbos. That there's an Asei. Now, so there's two ways of learning Taisa's question. Is Tosfos saying that the asei of Tishbois is to rest on Shabbat, which is the flip side of Malachas, and all he thought was there's an asei, and which actually seems to be the words of Tosfos here, or is Tosfos learning like the Ramban that there's a separate union of resting on Shabbos, which is b'chal rest, nothing unrelated to the Malachas. Anyway, so that machlekes is in the Rishonim over here, if you ever want to look that up. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara further, so we resolved it according to Reish Lakish as well. That he knew with Shabbos with Chumin. Man Tanu has a bonus. So who's the following? Who's also the following? But I say where it says Shogag Baze Ubaze. He didn't know with Shabbos. Didn't know it was a malacha. Zehu Shegiga Amavatayde. That's the Shegiga. What says in the Tayde? So it's totally not his fault. What do you want him to do? He didn't know it was Shabbos. Didn't know any malachas. Hazed Baze, but he knew it was Shabbos, and he deliberately did all of his malachas. Then he made it. That's clear cut. Made it. What about Shogag b'Shabbos v'Hazed malachas? He forgot that it was Shabbos, but he did all the malachas. He knew what he was doing. Malachas, just didn't know today was Shabbos. Oisha Shogag malachas. He knew it was Shabbos. He just didn't realize this is a malacha. V'Hazed b'Shabbos. Oisha Amar. Or if he said, Yodei ani malachas, I know that's osir. And I know that you get a lav, you get malchus if you do it on purpose, and I know you get carbon, I know everything. But one thing I don't know is, I will any day shechayel a carbon. I didn't know that if you did a b'shegi, you bring a carbon. Oy loy. Chayev, he's chayev a carbon, all this case. That's called a shegi goso. That even if you knew you get carbon and skila and everything else, you just didn't know that you bring a carbon b'shegi, that's also considered a shegi. Who says that? It's not Abiyachin, it's not a shlokish. Abiyachin says you had to be shegi in carbon. The shlokish said you had to know nothing. So who says that if you didn't know a carbon? Says the Gemara like we learned yesterday, command kemumbas. That was mumbas. Mumbas held that if you just don't know that there's a carbon, you're already put it all together because he compared shaygig to mazid. Says the Gemara, I said I'm going to buy Hakol Moidi Abaye says, but everyone agrees. But Shavuos Bitu. If you remember Gemara Shavuos, the Shavuos Bitu is when you said I will eat something or I won't eat something. Or according to the Machlekes, or if I talk about the past, I did eat and I didn't eat. It turned out to be that you did, you by mistake, you said the wrong thing, or you didn't fulfill your shvua. You bring a carbon. It says, if an elam you forgot, it's a shegig, you bring a carbon. Now, this is one of the only exceptions where you bring a carbon, even though there's no karis. If you make a promise, you'll eat something and you don't, by mistake, or on purpose, you don't bring karis. You don't get karis. And yet you bring a carbon chattas. So in this case here, according to Rabbi Yechon, you can't be that a shegig is you knew it was an aveda, you just didn't know it was karis. There's no karis in the first place. So Rabbi Yechon obviously would be made over here that if you did not, that in order to be a shegig, you can't say I didn't know it was karis. There's no karis. In order to be a shegig, you had to be in a situation where you didn't know b'chal was an aveda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi, he says, everyone's made them. We'll soon see Rabbi Yechon, and Beshuah's beat the Shechel and Karbon, actually, Yishgog Balav Shabbat. The only way that you can be a Shegig is you didn't know it was an Aveda at all. Can't say you didn't know it was no Karis, because there's no Karis. says, what a hakamaydin, what's a bayer inferring over here? Man Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah pshita, obviously. Because l'chayda kikam Rabbi Yechonah, what did Rabbi Yechonah say that if you knew it was an aveda, you just didn't know it was karis, it's already a shagig? Hechad ika karis, when there is a case of karis. Aval hachad deleka karis, in a shuvah's bitu, there is no case of karis. Loi. Then of course Rabbi Yechonah will be made that the only way you can be a shagig is he didn't know it was an aveda. Says the Gemara, no. Shalkat, I mean, I would have thought, the whole idea of a carbon by Shuas Bita is a chiddush because there is no chorus there. So I would have thought, maybe Rabbi Yechon would hold, and in this case, because he holds generally, if you knew it was an aveda, just didn't know the type of punishment of chorus, you're already considered a shogig. So maybe in this case over here, Rabbi Yechon would agree with Mumbas, that if you knew that it was an aveda, but you didn't know you bring a carbon, because there is no other alternative, by a shogig, maybe it would also be considered a shogig. That's what you would have thought. L'chayev. Rabbi Yechon holds generally, even though you knew it was an aveda, you're still a shogig if you didn't know the punishment. So maybe in this case, he would hold this, if you knew it was an aveda, you didn't know it was a carbon. In the chayiv, k'mashalon, that Rabbi Yechonan would still say a carbon is not considered a shagig. If he didn't know, it's only in this case he'd be made a shlokish. It had to be a situation he didn't know it was an aveda. So it makes us ask a question. Let's continue about the shvuz bitu. It says eizuhi. We're going to ask a question on the baya. Eizuhi shvuz bitu l'sha'ava. Shvuz bitu, according to one tan, it could be either la'asid or la'avar. If you said you ate yesterday a piece of matzah. And by shagig, and you had a shagig. Now, how can it be a shagig on the past? She'im, that's what we're going to discuss. How can you be a shagig that you said you ate something and turned out to be you didn't eat something? How can it be a shagig? Because if you tack it for that you ate yesterday, it's a genuine error, that's not called a shagig, that's called an onus. That's not a shagig. So how is it possible to have a case of a shagig about yesterday? It says over here, Shigaga Shigash was bitil shava, Shimama, Yedea Nishwuz, Asur, I know it's Asur. Avil Aina Yedea in Chayovin ala carbon aloy chayv. I'm not sure if you chayv a carbon, because that's the only possible shaygit. You don't get cars or anything else. But I knew that I shouldn't say about yesterday. So I knew I was lying, but I didn't realize that if you did it by mistake, you bring a carbon. Hamani, who says the carbon must be only mumbas. So Abai says that's not a biyechon, that's mumbas. But Rabbi Yechonan will agree with the Reish Lakish that no, that if you knew it was an aveda, you didn't know it was a carbon, that does not warrant, that's not called a shagig. A shagig in this case is only if you bechlal didn't know it was an aveda about lying. There's another lashon in the Gemara here where the Gemara actually repudiates Abaye and actually completely rejects it out of the hand. And so in the Gemara, they put it in Sigrayim. So we'll just leave it at that. Actually, we can learn it that quickly. Another lashon is mani. Ilayim, the chayda must be mumbas. Nu pshita. You need a braise to tell me according to Mumbas. Every time he says, if he forgot that if you didn't know that you bring a carbon, that's kosher a shagig. So why do you have to highlight Shavuos Bitu L'Sha'avar? Any aveda. Pshita hash to bechal teir lav chiddush amad. The rest of the table, there's no chiddush. Amad, he says, she gets carbon shemar gogo. Hoche the chiddush over here, there is no carbon at all. No, it's like koshkin. Surely, that's what it is. Elav Rabbanani, must be the Rabbanan. But you have to the baya, and therefore it could be, and if he just forgot the carbon, it's already considered a shagig. And to you, it's a good question. Rashi completely rejects out of hand because there is a chiddush here telling us according to Mumbas. Because according to Mumbas, the only way you can have is it by a carbon. Because according to Mumbas, if you did not know it was an aveda, you're taking that chayiv because you're like an oinus. Anyway, it's only more right. Amar Abaye Abaye says also, just like I just said, everyone's moedim b'shavuos bitu. So too, hakon moedim b'truma. Truma, there's no karis. It's only miser de shemaim. And the question is miser de shemaim, does it supplant karis or is it something totally different? Because you remember, not tesis, but Rashi Shita was that karis is 50, 60, and miser de shemaim is 50. And whether you lose your children, you don't lose your children, and karis you lose your children. Rahman Salan, and by miser de shemaim, so it's a very different punishment. So the question is, are they treated the same or not? When we said before that Rabbi Yechonan says that by Kodesh, if he didn't know his Kodesh, it's considered a shagig. What happens in a case where there's Misha de Shemaim and he didn't know Misha de Shemaim? Is that also considered a shagig or not? So Abaye says, when it comes to Truma, since the punishment is Misha de Shemaim, and if he did it with shagig, you have to pay a fifth to the penalty of a fifth to the Kayim. It's only Belav Sheba. The only time that it happened, treated as a shaygi, is if he didn't know it was an aveda at all. But if he knew it was an aveda, he just didn't know there's mitzvah de shemayim, that does not call it a shaygi. And who's the hakol meidim? Like the shlokish. Who's hakol meidim? Man Rabbi Yechon, even Rabbi Yechon, who would agree in this case that if you knew it was an aveda, you just didn't know mitzvah de shemayim, that's not called a shaygi, because it's not karis. It's only if he didn't know it was an aveda. Saying about pshita, what's Rabbi telling us? Isn't it so? Rabbi Yechon said, "Hey, chadika kodesh." Rabbi Yechon clearly said only with his kodesh, and you didn't know that's called a shaygig. Hey, chadileka kodesh loy. Saying about no, I would have thought misa b'makom kodesh yemedes. I would have thought that misa and kodesh are really the same thing. According to Rabbi Yechon, v'chi shogag b'misa. If he knew it was an aveda, just didn't know that you get misa de shemaim. Same thing. Not milachayv. Kamash v'lo, come to teach you. Rav Amar, Rav says, I disagree with Abai. I hold that Misa, the Mokum Kodesh emerges. That Misa really is tantamount to Kodesh. And if according to Rabbi Yechon, if you knew it's an Aveda, just didn't know you get Kodesh, it's considered a Shegig. So too, if you knew it's an Aveda, you didn't know you get Misa de Shemaim, it's also a Shegig. The Choyim is Mokum Karbukoy. Choyim is just like a carbon, so therefore it's the same thing. Now we have an interesting Gemara. Amar Rav Huna said, what happens? You were traveling on the road, the midbar, and suddenly you had no calendar, any day, Amisai Shabbos. You totally forgot when Shabbos is. Or you live in a country where they don't have 7-day week like we do, like you live in India, where they go by the month. There's no such thing as a Saturday or something. So and you forgot. What do you do? So this is Machlekes. He says, Moina Shisha Yomi, and Abuna says, he counts 6 days, and the 7th day you observe a Shabbos. We'll soon see what you're permitted to do during these days. And Chiyabarav says, Meshama Yemechin, as soon as you have a suffix, the following day you treat a Shabbos, Moina Shisha, then you count 6 days. But my Kamilki, what's a Machlekes? Marasava, one holds, Kibriyos Shalolam. One of the whole look at creation, first day we should create 6 days, and then the 7th day of Shabbos. So now it's a start from scratch, you do the same thing. He was created on Friday, and the following day was Shabbos, so on. So it was you as well. It's as if you're a newborn, you just suddenly woke up and realized that what's going on is. So the first day you have is a Shabbos, and then the following 6 days is your weekdays. Okay, Mesa, that's the question. Says, but I saw him, Mahala, but then you were traveling. Any day, you don't have Shabbos. It says you keep 1 day for six. Sounds like first you keep the six and then you keep 1 day. My love, Moina Shisha, Meshami Yemechad. You count the six and then you have 1 day. Someone says, Loi, no, Meshami Yemechad and Moina Shisha. No, the other way around. You count 1 day and then you observe Shabbos and then you do 6 days. If so, then the Braisa should have said, word it a little differently. Meshami Yemechad, Lishisha. Keep 1 day straight away for the following 6 days. Meshami Yemechad and Moina Shisha, but I should have said that. Well, furthermore, Tanya, another Braisa. Which is clear. You were traveling on the wilderness. You don't know what Shabbos is. You count 6 days and then you observe 1 day. It's a good question. It completely repudiates. Omarov says, Rabbi, even though we say the next 6 days is weekdays and then the 7 day Shabbos, we don't know that for a fact. It's a suffix. Is what you should do, therefore, is every day, you can only earn enough to live for that day. Except for the day that you observe a Shabbos, how do you distinguish that day from the rest? You don't go to work on that day. That day you should die. The Nitvore and other Shem ask, in 1 day not eating, you'll die. So either it's just an expression of the Gemara, or you're traveling and you're only eating the bare minimum, so you need everything, every ounce of strength you can get, and it's very harmful to you. So Gemara says, you're right. The Ovid me'et moshte panosis, that the day before, which is your Erev Shabbos, you can work extra and earn for 2 days. Says the Gemara, how can you do that? V'dil me'et Shabbos, maybe yesterday was Shabbos. And if yesterday is Shabbos, you're only allowed to work the Kuach Nefesh. The reason why we allow you to work every day is because it's a Karas Lefashas, the Kuach Nefesh. But you're only allowed to earn enough to save yourself. Now earn extra. So on Friday, how can you earn extra for the following day? Maybe Friday was Shabbos. Every day you do enough to live on. Even on Shabbos, you can also earn work. So how does we say that the 7 day should observe Shabbos? In what way? How do you observe Shabbos? You make Kiddush and you make Havdalah. And the Shemir really ask, how can you say the Abish's name and everything else when it's a Suffolk? And they answer, not like the Rambam but like Tosis, that a bracha of Avdalah is only with the Rabbanon, because in fact you're saying a bracha, so it's not a bracha, it's not saying the Abish's name in vain. And in this case, the Rabbanon suspended the Issa, so you shouldn't forget the concept of Shabbos. And then the Homachlek is a Shainim, if you're allowed to go for a walk beyond Chum on that particular day. And if you can't, why doesn't the Gemara just say that's how you distinguish it Shabbos? So others say that's not a proof at all, because maybe not walking doesn't prove it Shabbos, maybe you're just lazy. And others say, Taka, that you are allowed to walk. And the reason why you're allowed to walk is because you have to get to a destination. The problem is, remember, you're lost in the wilderness. So therefore, how can we hamper your walking and then what force you to stay longer in the wilderness? Klepnisht. Let's say you remember, you don't know which day is Shabbos, but you remember that today is 2 days ago I left, or 3 days ago I left. You remember that. And one thing's for sure, you did not leave on Shabbos. So therefore, every week on the day that you remember that you left, you definitely know it's not Shabbos, you do whatever you want. So that day, you can work all day, make as earn as much money, it's not Shabbos for you. So you know, Pshita, obviously, if you remember the day you left and you don't, and tomorrow for me you didn't leave on Shabbos, then obviously every seventh day is Shabbos again. What are you telling me? Name. I would have thought, Kivan the Shabbos lo nafik, b'mayla Shabbat inamila nafik. Since you know for sure that the day you left wasn't Shabbos, most people will not go on a long trip on a Friday. And since, so let's assume as well that the day you left must have been a Thursday. So don't just say that every seventh day, say also every eighth day. Because definitely it's not Shabbos the following day. You wouldn't have left Erev Shabbos on a long trip into the Midbar. 2 days. Sometimes there's a caravan. In those days it's very dangerous to travel on your own, especially through the wilderness. You'd wait for a group of people and join them. So maybe a caravan was going by. It happened and you all went together. Says about it further, it says in the Mishnah, Yedei Ika Shabbos, if you know that it's Shabbos and then you forget. So, if you totally forgot that it's Shabbos, you bring one carbon for all the Shabbos. If you just forget every Shabbos, you bring one carbon for every Shabbos. But if you knew it's Shabbos, just forget Malachas, you bring carbon for every Malacha. Says the Gemara, how do you know that you can be Mechal so many Shabbos, and yet you only bring one carbon? You're telling me if I forgot totally the concept of Shabbos, in 10 Shabbos in a row, I was a Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, I bring one Karma Chatzis. How do you know such a thing? Maybe every Shabbos for this person also is treated as a separate, you know, the days in between is considered a Yedir. It's a Kosev. Today, Kroik, see, we have two Psukim. One Pasuk says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael esa Shabbos of the Eden shekeep a Shabbos. And yet, Uksiv, another Pasuk, it says, V'shapso Yisai. It seemed in the first pasuk it says Shabbos Es Shabbos the Shabbos one Shabbos, and here it says the Es Shabbos Soisai Tishmeru all my Shabbosim you should keep. So therefore we have to decide. One place says individual Shabbos you have to worry about. One place says all the Shabbosim. So it says follows that okay. So Vishamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos that you should observe Shabbos is Shmira Achas the Shabbos Harba. So Vishamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos that. And we treat that it's like one long Shabbos that you have to have a shmira for all the Shabbosim. So then you bring one carbon for no matter how many Shabbosim you forgot. Well, you forgot the Ika Shabbos. The Es Shabsoisai in plural, Tishmeru, is Shemira Achas, the Kol Shabbos of Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a separate carbon. Chattas. So that's talking about the cases where you forgot every Shabbos that today is Shabbos. Mask Nach Mitchuk Adrab. You know, the same Psukim, I agree with you, but I can learn Pung Fakert. Ifchum is Tabra. The Shomer Bnei Yisrael, the Shabbos, it says, you know, it's all considered, it says you should keep up Shabbos, each Shabbos is a separate Shabbos. Shemitah Kol Shabbos Shabbos. The Es Shabbos, so you say to Shmoyri, put them together, all the Shabbosim you should keep, maybe if you bring one carbon for all the Shabbosim, Shemitah Kol Shabbos Harbim. So, but either way, we understand there's two different ways. Sometimes you bring one Chatzis for all the Shabbosim, if you totally forgot the existence of Shabbos. And then the other one is if you knew it's Shabbos, but every week you forgot what day it is, what that day is the day of Shabbos, you bring Karma Chatzis for each Shabbos, because the Yomim in time is considered a Yediyah. Hayudeh Shu Shabbos, says the Gemara. So what's the Chiluk? Maishno Reisha, why is it you forgot that it's Shabbos? And you did a whole bunch of Malachas, and you know the Malachas, you just forgot it's Shabbos, then the din is you bring only one carbon. And why is it that you knew it's Shabbos, but you didn't know that these were Malachas, did five different Malachas, bring five Kabbalahs? Why should it be different? Maishno Reisha, when you bring one carbon Chatzis, you forgot it's Shabbos, and Maishno Seifa, when you knew it's Shabbos, you forgot Malachas, you bring five Kabbalahs. What's the difference? Here is the source is one forgetfulness. You forgot that it is Shabbos, and therefore you bring only one carbon because that's the Aveda. The other one is if you tell him it's Shabbos, it's not going to help because he knows it's Shabbos. The problem is he didn't know you're not allowed to carry, he didn't know you're not allowed to cook, he didn't know you're not allowed to write. So therefore, everyone is a separate Aveda. Amulem Nachman says, at the end of the day, Klum Parish Mishabbos, if you tell him it's Shabbos, why would he stop? Only Mishum Malachas, because these are Kaseh Malachas. So therefore, he realized he did five Avedas. Let's say he did five Avedas, he forgot a Shabbos. But as soon as you tell him it's Shabbos, he says, oi, and he stopped. He realized he had five separate avedis. So lechayda, and yet you tell me you only bring one carbon. Because lechayda Shabbos and the malachas are coupled together; they're not disparate ideas. Beklum parash malachim shol Shabbos, and even if you knew it's Shabbos and you didn't know the malacha, so you tell the malacha, why is it stopped? Because it's Shabbos. So at the end of the day, it's the same thing. El Nachman. Carbon de chayiv rachmanim. The Torah says you bring a carbon. When does the Torah say you bring a carbon? Amai ashgoga. Only on the shagig. So we focus on the shagig. What was the shagig? What aspect or what Shabbos did you forget about? Hashem over there, you forgot that it's Shabbos. So chad ashgogi. You bring one carbon. Hach over here, you knew which Shabbos. You just forgot the malachas. Tuvish gogas haven. So there were many different shagogas. Okay, we'll.